I think the other exciting thing here is kind of what you were hinting at with Greg speaking at the Snow meeting, is the concept of really defining the brain as a battleground properly. So Nancy Lynn, Patrick Wen, and myself are some of the architects of the RANO guidelines, or the RANO brain metastases guidelines. And one of the things that came out in the most recent set of guidelines, which came out in January 2018, was really how do you define studies? We've done lots of retrospective, kind of cobbled together the data, but really prospectively define it. And the TAC-788 study, I think, is a great example of that. If you look at the data that they presented World Lung in 2019, they presented the median progression-free survival by whether you did or didn't have brain metastases at baseline. And one was 3 months, and the other was 8 months. And presumably this patient contributed to that data set. This is telling you this drug has an overt liability in the brain. And it is much better to find that out early, because they allowed some untreated asymptomatic brain metastases in, because now it means when you do the studies going forward, you should be very strict. You should be, as in those guidelines, what's called scenario A, and you should say you can only come into the study if you have no brain metastases or your brain metastases are treated, because it's an overt liability of the drug. The other side is like the lorlatinib study we talked about, where if your drug has an amazing activity in the brain, what you want to do is capture that data as robustly as you can. That's called scenario B in the guidelines. And that means you've got to have regular brain MRIs. You've got to capture the response rate in the brain separately from the response rate in the rest of the body. So we're in a brave new world.
Really interesting.